Akira Ono, manager of the Fukushima No. 1 nuclear power plant, later admitted that repeated efforts to control the radioactive water had failed. The radioactive water was moved to the wrong building. Ono's admission came 8 months after Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced the problem had been resolved. Previously, the Japanese government had begun diverting some of the 400 tons of groundwater pouring into the complex each day into the ocean after gaining the approval of fishermen. Even then, elevated levels of radiation were found in the groundwater, although TEPCO officials said it was within permissible limits. A report presented at a conference of the American Geophysical Union's Ocean Sciences section in February 2014 indicated that some cesium-134 had already arrived in Canada's Gulf of Alaska area. Radiation carried by both air and sea was expected to reach the west coast of the U.S. by mid-2014, but authorities said it would only be at very low levels. But some were questioning if any rise in radiation levels might prove harmful. Some Japanese university researchers have reported their schools will not give them funds or support for research involving the Fukushima facility. Biologist Juji Otaki with Japan's Ryukyu University, who has authored papers on deformities in butterflies caused by Fukushima radiation, advised, "Getting involved in this sort of research is dangerous, politically." Michio Aoyama, a senior scientist with the Japanese government's Meteorological Research Institute, reported radioactive cesium-137 in the surface water of the Pacific Ocean, estimated at levels 10,000 times higher than nuclear contamination measurements from the Chernobyl nuclear accident. Aoyama submitted an article reporting these alarming radiation levels to the publication Nature. But when he complied with the request of his institute's director general to remove his own name from the article, the piece was canceled. Such censorship has not been limited to Japan. Timothy A. Mousseau, a professor of biological sciences at the University of South Carolina, attempted to research Fukushima radiation but said he was hampered by the Japanese government, and three of his associates in the testing dropped out over concerns their future job prospects might be jeopardized. The fear that truthful information on radiation was being kept from the public was heightened by the fact that no federal agency was monitoring Pacific Coast seawater for radiation. "I'm not trying to be an alarmist. We can make predictions, we can do models. But unless you have results, how will we know it's safe?" asked Ken Bissler, a chemical oceanographer at Oregon's Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution.